Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Effective immediately, face masks on Alaska Airlines now are optional. Due to a judicial decision, the mask mandate has been overturned, which means that guests and employees of Alaska Airlines have the option to mask up when traveling in the U.S. and at work. The airline does state that while many may be glad to discover this news, some may still have mixed feelings, and they advise customers to be kind to one another and that traveling while masking up is still an option. Max Tidwell, Vice President of Safety and Security at Alaska Airlines, in a statement said, quote, "It's been a long 24 months with nearly constant change. I could not be prouder of our frontline employees who have handled every pivot, focusing on safety and the care we're known for. We're also thankful for our guests who remained considerate, patient, and stood by us throughout every twist and turn." Alaska Airlines says that they will remain vigilant and prepared for what could come in the future as they promote safety as a main priority. The team hopes that most of the challenges brought upon by COVID-19 are in the past, but they add that they are also ready to respond if another wave of COVID-19 or if a new virus altogether emerges. For guests who were banned because of failure to adhere to the previous mask policy, those whose behavior was particularly egregious to Alaska Airlines will remain banned even after the mask policy is rescinded. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the federal mask mandate being rescinded.
The White House has expressed disappointment at the ruling, saying masks are a legitimate means of preventing the spread of COVID-19. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says rising case numbers in some communities justify facial coverings.
"I just feel for those out there who have children under the age of 5 or people who are immunocompromised who are essentially being told to fend for themselves in this environment."
Just last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention extended this mask mandate through May 3rd. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Following the news that the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation was voided, several major airlines followed suit, including Alaska Airlines. Federal judge cited the mask mandate exceeded the authority of U.S. health officials in the coronavirus pandemic, as previously reported. Also voiding the mask mandate is the Kenai Municipal Airport, according to airport manager Elon Conway, who spoke with KSRM.
"Well, I think from our point of view, it's a bit of relief to be relieved of the enforcement piece of it. This has certainly been, you know, contentious as travelers continue to travel and want to travel more. And it's just kind of, it's been a long road of mask mandates. So I think the key and the important part here is that it's now optional. You know, travelers are still welcome to wear masks, and travelers that choose not to wear masks are now free to do so."
Raven Alaska followed suit by saying that masks and face coverings now are optional, saying that the TSA mask mandate has been lifted and that masks are optional in airports and on board aircraft. Raven says that because customers have a choice, you're encouraged to do what makes you feel comfortable and to be respectful of fellow travelers. Conway says that Grant Aviation hasn't changed their mask policy yet.
I just spoke to a customer service agent with Grant Aviation. They're currently still requiring masks while flying on their aircraft. It's my understanding that the company is holding a meeting to discuss how they'll move forward, if they'll make masks optional or continue to require them on their aircraft. So I encourage travelers flying Grant to check with their airline, and of course they'll let you know at the ticket counter of their policy.
And for more information, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.